Good morning for WSQL News. I'm Wanda Liu. A rainy day for us today, but it should clear up by midday tomorrow. Don will have the complete forecast for you right after the news. We now have the whole story of the series of break-ins and burglaries done in Brevard, a crime spree that started on late Sunday night and ended early Monday morning with a routine traffic stop. Here's Brevard Police Chief Dean Galloway.
Brevard police officers observed a 1994 Ford van being driven on Jordan Street in Brevard at approximately 3:21 a.m. on 11/30/09. The vehicle had no headlights on at the time. Patrol officer Aaron Whitmire pulled in behind the vehicle and it did a traffic stop in the back parking lot at RBC Centura Bank. The suspect fled on foot. He gave verbal commands for the suspect to stop at the time, in which he did not. The foot chase ensued. The suspect was caught. He was resisted arrest and was tased and taken into custody. He was charged with driving while impaired, no operator's license, and resisting a public officer and felony larceny of a motor vehicle.
It was after this arrest, detectives started putting together the pieces of a one-night crime spree puzzle. William Allen Rayner is now charged with a series of thefts and burglaries. Chief Galloway.
Two larceny of motor vehicle felony charges, one B&E of a place of worship, a felony breaking and entering into two businesses, three breaking and entering into motor vehicles, a financial credit card theft, possession of stolen property, one possession of burglary tools, two larcenies, one resist and obstruct and delay an officer, which is a misdemeanor. And at this time, his total bond is set at $40,000. Secured, and he's been held in Transylvania County Jail.
Chief Galloway says Rayner is now charged with breaking into quotations and for rent, as well as Brevard Davidson River Presbyterian Church and several vehicles in town. Chief Galloway says he's grateful for the vigilance of his officers. A hunter missing in the National Forest in Transylvania County walked out of the woods safely yesterday, escorted by rescue personnel. The hunter came out of the woods at the Turkey Pen Trailhead on Turkey Pen Road about 11:30 yesterday morning. He was walking and looked to be in good health. He was found by a State Highway Patrol helicopter earlier in the day after he started a fire and waved his orange vest. Agencies involved in the search and rescue include Brevard Rescue Squad, North Transylvania Fire Department, the Mills River Fire Department, the Transylvania County Sheriff's Office, and the U.S. Forest Service. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.